Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
After five seasons, four postseason berths, a trip to the Eastern Conference Finals, Tom Thibodeau is no longer the head coach of the New York Knicks. A very mixed reaction from the Knicks fan base to this news. Questions such as, who made the decision? Was it Leon? Was it above him? Why make this decision? And then obviously the big one, which is, all right, who the hell's going to replace him?
Yeah.
Those are all the questions in Knicks land after just 48 hours ago. Was it 48 hours ago? Sunday, Monday, a little bit more than 48 hours. We're at about 60 hours now. The Knicks were competing in game six of the Eastern Conference Finals. They were a win away from forcing a seventh game. They were two wins away from an NBA Finals. They were six wins away from an NBA championship. They were coming off back-to-back 50-plus win seasons, but that wasn't enough. And again, it's not about the resume, because that resume I just laid out is freaking amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's about what's next. It's about, did the Knicks believe with this roster and this head coach, they can win an NBA championship? And the answer today on Tuesday, June 3rd, the answer is no. That's the answer that Leon Rose came up with. The answer is no. It leads me to believe there won't be big roster changes and that this is the big change that they hope puts them over the top in 2026.
Well, there's not much you could do with the roster. We had callers call and talk about, you know, a cat being unmovable. Jalen Brunson, why would you? He's one of the best players in the NBA. You just gave up five picks for Mikal Bridges. And OG is one of the great wing defenders. He didn't have a great Eastern Conference Finals, but he's a very good player. We all know this. So you can't change every player. So the easiest thing to do is fire the coach, and unfortunately.
Unfortunately, you are right, because the wiggle room on changing this roster was always going to be very difficult. Like, we could sit here and make up fantasy NBA trades. They were unlikely to happen, right, nor were they likely to make you better. So the easiest thing to do, if you felt a change was needed, if you felt, hey, it was a great year, but I don't believe we're going to get any better, was to fire the head coach. We have an SNY fan choice poll. It's sponsored by Dunkin', the official coffee of Evan and Tiki. The question, very simply, is, will the Knicks win a title in the Jalen Brunson era, yes or no? To cast your vote, visit sny.tv/vote. We will talk to Ian Begley shortly and get the details of what went down and what to expect next. But let's get more of your reaction to this news. Tom Thibodeau out as head coach of the New York Knicks. Adam is in Bordentown. How are you, Adam?
What's up, Adam?
I'm great. Thanks, guys, for taking my call. Hey, you know, there's two guys that I have in mind, Jay Wright being one of them. You have to talk to him. I mean, you can't not talk to him.
Sure.
And you have to talk to Dallas about Jason Kidd.
it's funny you say that, Adam. As this announcement was happening and I started putting all the different names in my head, the college options like Danny Hurley and Jay Wright, the unemployed NBA options like David Fizdale and Mike Budenholzer, mm-hmm, and
Mike Malone, obviously.
Right. Taylor Jenkins. Right. I did think for a second, Jason Kidd coached Jalen Brunson. And Jason Kidd looked like a hostage after the Luka trade.
Of course he did.
But they did win the lottery. They do have Cooper Flagg coming. So
no chance. He's leaving. that, unless they decide to move on from him.
Right. And we have seen Jason Kidd move on from jobs, obviously. He coached the Nets. He coached the Bucks.
But you would never voluntarily say, oh, I got the greatest player in college basketball coming to me right now. Let me out of here.
For what it's worth, Frank Isola did tweet that he thinks Jason Kidd could happen. So he's sniffing on that trail, too. You know who else Jason Kidd coached there, Evan? Giannis.
Yes, he did. He also coached Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, and Brooke Lopez, and Darren Williams. Let's go to Angelo in Howard Beach. Hey, Angelo.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Thanks for taking the call. This move is definitely Rose. I mean, this is the same move as Randall in the sense that, you know, we as fans feel something because we owe them a thank you for kind of coming here when nobody else would, pulling us out from the pits of hell and back into relevancy. But ultimately, we needed to upgrade for them to get to that next level, you know. With Randall, it was a trade, so we're able to tangibly see the return and upgrade in real time. And I think there's no way they make this move without having a NBA-proven champion head coach lined up. I think, personally, Malone makes the most sense. He's from the area. He's a champion. I just want to see what you guys kind of think.
The resume makes the most sense. Now, Michael Malone is also close with Tom Thibodeau. Mm-hmm. Is there a part of Michael Malone that says, no, I'm not going to step over his dead body to become the NBA head coach of the New York Knicks? Maybe. This is from Seth Davis. Seth Davis, of course, does a great job on TV, but he also works for Jay Wright. Mm. This is his opinion on Jay Wright leaving TV to join the New York Knicks. I have been working with Jay Wright on TV for 3 years. Based on every conversation we have had, I would say there is a greater chance that I will be the next head coach rather than him. The difference is if they call me, I'll say yes.
So do you think Jay Wright told Seth Davis to say that just to make it seem like I'm not coming out of whatever the studio booth to coach?
I don't think he told him to say it, but here's what I would assume.
But why opine on it?
Well, I think he's giving a genuine opinion. I think Seth Davis says, hey, I have an opinion. I work with Jay Wright. Like Boomer used to give those opinions about Bill Cowher. You know, they worked together in the booth, and Boomer genuinely had an opinion. I respected it. We
all listened. What was his opinion?
I think he mostly said he's not coming back,
yeah,
which he's turned out to be right about.
Of course he was.
In the case of Seth Davis and Jay Wright, here's what I'd tell you. I know nothing, but if Jay Wright did want to come back, I don't know if he'd be blabbering it to everybody. Like, he may be playing it close to the vest, like, nope, I'm done, I'm retired, I don't have an interest in the NBA, I'm in my 60s, but secretly may have been saying, you know what, if the right opportunity comes along with the right franchise, with the right roster,
right,
I'll do it. Now, if Jay Wright is ever going to coach in the NBA, if he's ever making the jump, it's going to be here. He's got a connection to the area, obviously, coaching Hofstra. He obviously coached a big part of the roster, which is the obvious connection, and they're very good. They were two wins away from the NBA Finals, and it's New York City, and it's Madison Square Garden. So if Jay doesn't take this job, then we could just put it away. He's not coaching in the NBA ever.
Right.
But if he would, he could take one. Oh, I got a new name. I'm just popping out names. How about a reunion with Mike D'Antoni? Like that one?
That's
one
not inspiring.
Innovative offense?
Not even close.
David Fizdale?
Nah.
Mike Woodson?
Nah.
Derek Fisher?
Wasn't he in college last year?
Yeah, he did a great job. He was at Indiana. Yeah. I think he just retired. Or no, he went. Where did he go? I forgot. He's bounced around. But he did a great job with the Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
Derek Fisher?
No. I want to go back to a name.
Jeff Hornacek. What about Jeff Hornacek?
No. Who are you talking about? Mike Woodson?
Before? I mentioned Mike Woodson.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. He went to Indiana.
Yeah.
At college. I know I championed and pushed the Mikal Bridges thing last year. And I did it for several reasons, because of the Infinity Stone.
Sure.
And I knew it would bother Evan, so that I got great satisfaction.
Good news, I'm over it.
Here's something you'll never get over. Jason Kidd winning a title as the head coach of the Knicks. So I'm not even that mean to will that one into existence. That one, come on, that is your guy, that is your net, that I'm not even that cynical to want Jason Kidd to be the head
coach.
Who
was on it? Isola?
Frank was saying, yeah, I saw.
Now, what was his reasoning or sourcing behind thinking Jason Kidd might leave Dallas? I don't know what his contract situation is like in Dallas, but is there any sourcing, or is just making a fact that just going to float in the internet?
So he tweeted Jason Kidd with a question mark. That's it. And then followed up with, this is what I think could happen.
Well, it could happen in that.
But why?
I'll just assume the connection to Jalen Brunson. True. He did coach Jalen.
This is why I hate the internet, by the way.
Because you could just say anything?
Just say whatever with no backing or any thought process behind it and say, if I was right, Look at me. I said it first. If I'm wrong, nobody pays attention to it because it's one of 50 million bits of data that flew the last 30 seconds.
There is a difference, though, between Frank Isola, who I do respect, and Bobby 973.
I agree.
Your mama is pretty.
But I would expect the Frank Isolas of the world to give me some reasoning.
Right.
Just like Ian Begley when he was talking about Tibbs not necessarily coming back before.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
He got fired. It was reasoning behind
it. Yeah.
And he told what was processed that was going on.
So I'll give you educated speculation on the Jason Kidd thing. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I ain't reporting anything. I think that if you're the Knicks, you'd be drawn in by experience.
Mm-hmm.
Experience with Jalen Brunson. Obviously, you'd have to talk to Jalen. How'd you feel with Jason Kidd? I think that we've seen that if a team is not fully enamored with a head coach, they'll move on for a second-round pick, which we've seen before. The Nets obviously had Jason Kidd walk out the door and go to Milwaukee. So it's not impossible. It's very different than Eric Spoelstra because Eric Spoelstra is one of the great coaches of all time who signed for a long time. The Miami Heat would have no interest in letting him go. So I think it would be, hey, that's a guy who's done it before. It'd be his fourth job, connection to Jalen Brunson. That's the Knick interest. And the Dallas interest may be just like, we're starting over. We're not enamored by him.
I have one more. This is a Bobby 937 tweet.
Yes.
What about Steve Nash trade cat for Kevin Durant?
I like it, too. Steve Nash is available, by the way, if you do want to bring him in. And wait, see, you start with jokes. I come back with facts.
Let's go, Ev.
Jalen Brunson's favorite player growing up was Steve Nash.
Sure was.
You know that.
I do.
Tommy's like, yeah, it's true.
I do.
And he does have experience coaching.
He certainly does.
A little bit.
You know, you said,
not necessarily a great experience, but
you said
it was experience.
It was. You said, Tommy, to stick it to me, Jason Kidd, and you're right, that would hurt me. to stick it to you, I want it to be Steve Nash.
I don't mind Steve coming on as a consultant because he has a beautiful, you know, basketball mind, and obviously he was Brunson's, you know, idol, but not as the head coach.
Jimmy is calling from Dix Hills. How are you, Jimmy?
Hey, guy. Great show. You know, Tom Thibodeau reminds me a lot because he's hard-nosed, tough guy, mm-hmm. not willing to change. He reminds me of Tom Coughlin. Yeah. And the only reason why Tom Coughlin was able to continue with his career, we all know, he spoke to Strahan. Strahan said, listen, coach, you got to make changes. And I give it to Tom Coughlin. I give him a lot of credit because late in his career, he was able to make those changes. And I think Thibodeau is not able to do that. And he's not getting the bench. He's not getting the most out of the bench. And he's so hard-nosed that essentially that's why he got fired. And he should have made some changes and should have listened. Because the bench, we have to incorporate the bench because these players were tired. Even when Bridges said, we're playing too much.
Yeah.
I respected him that he said that. You know, but he didn't make the changes, and I think that cost him his job.
Yeah, I think, to me, it was more not about they're worn out or rest. It was more about developing the bench. So that come postseason time, you'd have the ability to go with a deep rotation.
Right.
And trust guys, which he didn't really have. The difference to me with Tom Coughlin, that is, mm-hmm. is that they got rid of Tom Coughlin because they stopped winning.
Yeah.
Now, if he's talking about his change early in his career, you could certainly speak better on that.
Yeah,
I'm just talking about when they moved on from him, they had like three straight losing seasons. I think it was just, hey, we're not winning. We got to move on.
Well, it just felt like it had expired.
Yeah.
I mean, not too soon after, people were saying the same thing about Eli, that you needed to move on from him and get a younger, you know, better option for the future because Eli was no longer the future. He had an unbelievable borderline Hall of Fame career, apparently, because he didn't get in on the first ballot. But you know what I mean. But Tom Coughlin, at the end, he didn't want to leave. They just kicked him out.
Right.
And it was ugly for a while. And I think it's mended now, but it was ugly. He didn't shake John Mara's hand.
Yeah, it was an icy end.
It was very icy. And it played out almost like it was just happening like that.
Yeah.
Which is weird for a guy as respected and as long tenured as he was with the championship pedigree that he created for the Giants over those 14 years, whatever it was, he was there.
That exit was similar to Joe Torre's.
Yeah.
Two legends, both organizations had decided. Torre wasn't losing, so that part mm-hmm. isn't the same, but both organizations decided to move on, and the guys themselves were not happy.
No.
Joe was not happy.
Right.
Tom was not happy. Jason Kidd and Jalen Brunson, the relationship. Would you like to hear a quote from Jalen Brunson on Jason Kidd?
This is a bygone tweet?
This
or
is
statement?
An old article
okay.
called from Sports Illustrated, very unique. Jalen Brunson speaks on relationship with coach Jason Kidd.
Okay.
Quote, I think the relationship me and Jay Kidd have is very unique, Brunson said. The first thing he told me when I met him, he says, what do you want to achieve? I told him I want to contribute as best as I can, yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. And he said, no, we've got to get you paid. That's what he said. The first thing, I mean, and he went out and he did that. He got him paid.
Yeah.
And it's true. I don't know what to take out of that.
That's very Sean Payton-esque. He always says that about people.
Right.
Right? I'm going to get you right. I'm going to get you paid.
I'm going to get you paid.
Now, what he's saying is, I'm going to make you a great player.
Mm.
And then because you're a great player, you're going to get paid. But in simplistic terms, like the kids on the street would say, I'm going to get you paid.
Yeah. And what Jason Kidd ultimately did was he made him a good player.
Mm-hmm.
He got paid decently well.
Yes.
Then he went to the Knicks and became a great player.
Right.
It was actually Tom Thibodeau who really got him paid if he wanted to in his second contract. But obviously, Jalen Brunson decided to put the team first.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Rich in South Jersey. Hey, Rich.
Hi, guys. Evan.
Yeah.
You're so wrong about one of the names you named.
Go ahead.
Johnny Bryant.
What about him?
There's a guy, RB, on the coaching staff.
Rick Brunson? What about him?
That's right. They're both assistant coaches.
So what are you saying?
You think Jalen, first of all, Jalen know about this coaching move, or at least them considering it very strongly.
Right.
When he came out and said he liked didn't give an answer to, not worthy of an answer.
Right.
To the question.
Right.
There has to be, like in any other sport, at any level in the team, competition between players at a certain position and coaches.
Are you saying Rick Brunson and Johnny Bryant would be rivals and they wouldn't get along well on the same staff? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying it has to be. It would have to be very gone over very carefully.
You know why I'm not sure of that? And I don't know their relationship other than the fact they were on the staff under Tom Thibodeau for a few years. Rick Brunson is not highly considered to be a head coach anyway.
Yeah, you got to be on a track.
Johnny Bryant was on a track. He was interviewing as a finalist for the Phoenix job.
Yeah.
He just got promoted in Cleveland a year earlier. Like, I'm sure Rick Brunson would secretly want to be a head coach, but he wasn't on that track to be a head coach. He's not going to interview for head coaching jobs. Meanwhile, Johnny Bryant is one of those young, emerging future coaching stars. And I think he's going to get the job. I think he makes sense to get the job. And I would assume that Rick Brunson, yeah, maybe privately, he's like, hey, I'm a little jealous.
Right.
But I think he would work for him. I don't think he would refuse and leave. He has a chance to coach his son here in New York.
His son would probably ask him to stay. Even if is Rick Brunson even being considered for this?
Well, that was going to be my next question. Like,
I wouldn't think so.
Will he get an interview?
I'm sure he'll get an interview, but I almost feel like Leon Rose and James Dolan, when they made this decision, they had specific targets in mind. It's one thing if you are almost ready to be championship viable. The Knicks are ready to be championship viable, but they need the right head coach. So if you're going to fire your existing head coach who got you to the Eastern Conference Finals in the sixth game of that Eastern Conference Finals, you better go get a coach who's better than that, not someone who's maybe going to be okay. So there has to be an idea in their minds who they were thinking of when they made this decision.
Well, we've had about an hour and a half to let this digest in our head. We'll see if Tiki's ready to endorse who should be the next head coach of the New York Knicks. Plus, we'll hear from Ian Begley. And we'll take more of your calls at 888-808-1019. The Yankees do play tonight after an off day yesterday. They made a host of roster changes, which unfortunately includes Luke Weaver going on the injured list. Aaron Boone will speak shortly, but the report last night from Jeff Passan was the hamstring issue is going to keep him out for 4 to 6 weeks. So we'll hear more specifically from Boone a little bit later on. They did activate Jazz Chisholm. Yorbit Vivas is going back to AAA. So Oswald Peraza remains on this roster.
Mm-hmm.
And so some Yankee changes as they go into their game tonight against the Cleveland Guardians. The Mets are coming off an awesome win last night against the LA Dodgers. They've taken 3 out of 4 against them so far. They'll play game 2 of their series later tonight. But obviously the headline is that Tom Thibodeau is no longer the New York Knicks head coach. Now, Tiki, we've talked about a lot of names over the last hour or so. We've mentioned Michael Malone. We've mentioned Taylor Jenkins. We've mentioned Jay Wright. We've mentioned David Fizdale. We've mentioned even Eric Spoelstra.
Everybody under the sun.
Everybody. Tiki, to me, Johnny Bryant makes the most sense, and I think he will be the guy. Who do you endorse as the next head coach of the New York Knicks?
I'm going to say Taylor Jenkins.
Taylor Jenkins!
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music. or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Taylor Jenkins of Memphis. Surprise fire with only 10 games.
I mean, yeah. That was a stunning firing by Memphis. Absolutely.
But he's young. He's experienced. Hasn't won yet, but I just feel like there needs to be someone who has experience. I know some of these other guys, Johnny Bryant, et cetera, sound interesting. These young, I don't know, innovative, the next great thing head coach sound right. But you're going into a room with a lot of veterans. And you got to have some credibility. You got to have a little bit of belt on your belt before you can go tell those guys how to go win a basketball season. So I'm going to go Jenkins. Because it's a name that nobody's saying.
Even though he doesn't have a lot of experience, I endorse Ian Begley. Because since the Knicks season ended, I've been listening to what this man has said. He joins us right now, and he's been very calmly saying, hey, guys, there's no guarantee Tom Thibodeau is back. They're going to have meetings, they're going to talk about it, and we'll see. And I listened very carefully to him, and I said, wow, they may not bring him back. Mm-hmm. And on this Tuesday, they didn't bring him back. Ian, who's done a great job with SNY, thank you very much for coming on. Your initial reaction to the Knicks' decision to move on from Tom Thibodeau?
You know, Evan, even with all that, I'm still surprised just because a couple reasons. The body of work, which we all know about, but really the second reason is that extension, which I think has yet to kick in, more than $30 million guaranteed there. And I just thought that given the progress year over year, despite the lack of going where they wanted to go, and that money, I just thought at the end of the day they would say, you know what, let's see what happens this year. We'll ride it out one more year, then we'll make a change. But clearly, this was I was wrong about that guess. And the whatever happened at these meetings, pardon me, guys.
No, I was going to say, maybe the sphere is just raking in the cash for Dolan so he doesn't have to worry about the $30 million. But I don't want to say Dolan because I don't think it was Dolan. I think it was Leon Oswald. Let's just answer that question for us. Who made this decision?
Sure. You know, I would say this. It's Leon Rose's decision. James Dolan's the owner, so he has to okay it, especially when you're talking about that amount of money that you owe somebody. And so I could say that in the past, there were a couple instances over Tom Thibodeau's coaching tenure where, you know, it was clear that, you know, something was amiss, right? And there was one where Jim Dolan gave Leon Rose the green light to make a change if he felt like he needed to make a change. At that point, Leon Rose stuck with Tom Thibodeau. Twice he stuck with Tom Thibodeau, was not going to change the head coach. So that tells you that something was different now, and whatever changed that unwavering support, I think, is part of what led to this decision today. Because it was Leon Rose's decision. It's just something that the owner signs off on.
Okay, because that's very important, because I know that there are going to be many Knicks fans, and they're going to be split on the decision, obviously, but they trust Leon Rose, and why wouldn't they? The guy's been here for 5 years. He's turned the franchise around. There is still a lack of trust for the owner because of the past, and the past is a long time ago, but he was very handsy a long time ago. You can confidently tell Knicks fans this was a Leon Rose decision to move on from Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah, I could say I want to say it this way, because I don't know 1,000% that Leon was banging the table But I do want to say this.
Yeah.
It does not happen without Leon Rose's full support. Doesn't happen. No, regardless of how they came to it, what percentage it was, this guy, that guy, whatever. It's not going to happen without Leon Rose's full support.
When you,
if Leon Rose didn't fully support it, he would have been fired too.
Gotcha. All right, makes sense. We're talking to Ian Begley. The decision to change the starting lineup in the middle of the Eastern Conference Finals, now that Tom is gone, it's popping into our head. Did that decision even come from Tom? Was the front office kind of telling Tom Thibodeau, we have to change some things throughout the postseason, or is your reporting and interpretation that those were truly Tom Thibodeau decisions?
You know, if they did influence that decision, it would be a big departure from how things happened, unfolded previously for Thibodeau and the Knicks. Everything was ultimately his call. There were some suggestions made that some were ignored. Maybe others were not ignored, but regardless of the outside influence, everything was ultimately his call. So I have to assume that nothing changed there, and the lineup change was ultimately his call. It was clear something needed to change because the starters had been outscored by 50 points combined in the postseason, and they were down 0-2. So right. Backs against the wall, you know, I think anybody would make a change no matter how married you are to that starting five.
Yeah, we talked a lot about the plus-minus of the starting five. It was one of the worst in the postseason of all the teams, even the ones that had been eliminated. But when you talk about the players, do you have any idea, any indication, other than what I think Josh Hart put something out, but what is their thought on this? Or what speculation would you have on their thoughts on this, given how tight they seem to Tom Thibodeau?
I mean, yeah, you heard Jalen Brunson after game six, right? Mm-hmm. Unequivocally supporting Tom Thibodeau, saying essentially it was a ridiculous question to even ask.
Right.
But Tiki, I mean, you know this, right? Like, if you go into any locker room, you're going to find a faction of guys that don't like the head coach. And so that's just true, at least of any NBA locker room. And so you could find that in the Knicks locker room if you wanted to. So I don't want to say, you know, that everybody's kind of broken up over this. I'm
right.
Sure some of the players are not. But there were guys who rode with Tom Thibodeau. But I think even in an honest moment with those guys, they would probably agree with the idea that, hey, we may need a new voice here to get over the hump. You know, we love Tom Thibodeau. We love what he did here, what he's done here. We believe in him, but at the same time, they would probably agree with that idea that a new voice could be needed.
We've seen in the NBA, star players are at least consulted on these kinds of decisions. Do you think Jalen Brunson was ever consulted on this decision?
I don't think that. My assumption is the Knicks, because of the relationship there, Leon Rose, basically a family to Jalen Brunson, I just don't think they would put him in that position. I don't think they would. And I don't think Jalen Brunson would be comfortable in that position, you know, having a voting share, so to speak, into Tom Thibodeau's fate because of his relationship with Tom Thibodeau. If my guess would be that they, sure, you're gonna maybe take his temperature a little bit, but you're not going to put anything on him in a definitive sense because you don't want to put him in that position, particularly because of the organic nature of the relationships here. It's not just that he was coached by him for the last few years. They've known each other forever.
I want to go back to something you said at the top. We're talking to Ian Begley, that there were other kind of times during Thibodeau's run here where the green light was given if they wanted to make a change. One that jumps out at me is missing the playoffs in year two. That seems kind of like, okay, yeah, they went backwards. Maybe they fire the coach. What were the other kind of moments in time where there was a green light for them to change and remove Tom Thibodeau?
You know, Evan, you're going to remember one of these because it was the year that they missed the playoffs, but it was at the All-Star break. And I think the game before the All-Star break, your Brooklyn Nets came in and destroyed the Knicks, if I'm remembering correctly. And it was Cam Thomas going crazy
in
the Garden.
Very pleasant memory. Thanks for bringing that up.
Of course. I figured I'd make you smile. Yeah. So that was the game before the break. A few games prior, they had been just get non-competitive in some of those games. So I was told that at that point, Leon Rose had the green light to make a decision. He decided to stick with Tom Thibodeau. That decision then obviously bore fruit because of how things had played out over the last few years. The other instance that I know of is I believe the Knicks started 10-13 one season. I want to say it was Jalen Brunson's first year in New York. And the idea was, hey, they had gotten blown out by OKC and Dallas, I think, and they were facing Cleveland on a back-to-back at home. And I thought if they lost that game, you know, changes were coming, and I'm pretty sure that's accurate. But they won the game, and I don't know if you remember, Tom Thibodeau took Derrick Rose and Evan Fournier out of the rotation, put Quentin Grimes in. They kind of took off from there,
yep,
surprisingly, and it went how it went. But that was another time where things were kind of teetering.
Yeah. Ian, we would think that when you make a move like this, team that is viable enough to get to the Eastern Conference Final, maybe there's even championship viable because of the stars that they have on this roster, you would think that ownership, or Leon Rose in this case, would have someone in mind. So as we start to think forward, who are the likely candidates?
I mean, if you just logically, you connect dots, right? Johnny Bryant, associate head coach with the Knicks, was brought here. It was not part of the Thibodeau, you know, kind of coaching tree. So it was outside of Thibodeau, that hire. And he went to Cleveland, and now he's a finalist for Phoenix. So logic tells you that he's at least being discussed. Again, it's so fresh that Mike Malone is like an obvious name that's out there. I hadn't heard that like was their obvious, you know, candidate, right, if this were to happen. And so I wonder, look, college, I don't think Jay Wright would be the answer. I don't think that would happen. And, you know, sometimes, like, you've seen it, Evan, because you know the league, like, surprising things happen over the course of an offseason where, like, coaches may become available that we don't even know about for, right, whatever reason. And so, you know, maybe that you wait that out. That's why I don't think, like, and we're getting an answer tomorrow,
yeah,
about who the next head coach is. Obviously, they have ideas of where they could go and would like to go, but I think that maybe you let it play out a little bit and you see where things go.
So it's not as if they fire Tibbs with an eye on someone. They just made the decision, we don't think we can get to the next level with Tibbs, let's move on, and we're going to go on an open search to find his replacement.
I think there's a search. I think there's ideas of where they could go, but I just don't, like, specifically with Mike Malone, I just don't think, like, that was ever seen as, like, all right, well, we could definitely get rid of Tibbs and hire Mike Malone because he's out there. I don't think that specifically was the case. So I say that to say, like, I don't think there's an obvious available coach that's like a layup that's going to be hired tomorrow.
Do you think experience is going to be a big deal? We've gone through some of the coaching changes over the years that's led to championships, whether it's Ty Lue replacing David Blatt or it's Steve Kerr replacing Mark Jackson or Nick Nurse in Toronto. And so you don't necessarily need experience, as those examples show you.
Yeah.
Do you get a vibe from Leon and the crew that they're going to want experience, or they may be open to a Johnny Bryant and someone who hasn't done it at the NBA level before?
My read, and look, the conversations I've had, I'm not able to obviously pull that whole Nick front office, you know how media friendly they are, but just my read and my conversations, I think probably experience matters here. And so that's why, you know, Johnny Bryant could be the guy. Maybe my read is off, but I think that just based on how everything has come to this point, I think experience will matter.
Yeah.
And like you look at a Joe Mazzulla even, and that is, you know, you can make an argument there that, hey,
yeah,
he was the guy, they just didn't know about it. So maybe somebody's pounding the table, pointing at Mazzulla saying, hey, this is why we need Johnny. But I would guess ultimately it's more likely to be an experienced head coach than a first year head coach.
Yeah. Do we have any speculation on what's going to happen with Rick Brunson? Obviously his son is one of the great players in the game right now, and he's here, but he's not guaranteed to be back. We got a caller asked about it earlier. I said, he's going to have to earn his job regardless of who comes in here. But what do you think happens with that coach son dynamic?
Well, I think Rick also signed a multi-year extension. Obviously, that doesn't guarantee job security, as we saw with Thibodeau. But I don't know. I could just give you, like, my read based on how things have gone. I think if anything were to happen there, it would be like no, I don't think you're going to fire Rick Brunson. I think it would be a joint decision if,
right,
anything happened there. It's like, you know, everybody decides that, hey, this is the way we want to go. And that's whether he stays or whether he decides to not stay. I think it would be no one would force him out would be my assumption just based on the dynamic.
We're talking to Ian Begley of SNY. Obviously, the big news today, the Knicks are moving on from Tom Thibodeau. And one of the early reactions I had to this is it reminded me of Girardi and the Yankees. The Yankees got to the ALCS. They're in the seventh game. They had made such great progress as an organization, and they moved on from him. His contract was running off, but they decided to move on from him. And I remember as the months went on, it was revealed that, yeah, they could have gone to the World Series, and they were still going to move on from Joe Girardi. So I ask you this with Tibbs. They got to the Eastern Conference Finals. They choked away game one. They easily could have gotten to the NBA Finals. If they did, and they lost to the Thunder like most people would have assumed they would have, do you think we'd be having the same conversation just a week and a half later? Like, they could have gone to the Finals and a change was still going to be made?
No, I really don't think so in my gut, because I think what happened with this Indiana series is the Tibbs flaws came to the surface in terms of not playing your bench in the course of the regular season and then kind of going to them when your back is against the wall, and they gave you something, but they didn't give you enough. And, you know, I think that with that and with the loss of the series, you could see how the direction shifted when you're doing an autopsy in this thing. But if you get by Indiana, I mean, to me, I don't care what happens against OKC. You're in the NBA Finals for the first time since 99, and you have a group that can all come back and easily grow together. I don't think that this decision gets made if they get to OKC.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting you mentioned, you know, the players saying things. I've been on teams where coaches kind of don't listen to the players, and you very rarely see them come out and say something publicly. But when Mikal Bridges did that in the middle of the season, it kind of felt like an alarm bell. Did we just miss it? Like, we just miss the maybe behind-the-scenes strife that was going on there?
I don't think that particular statement, like, had big downstream effects, because I think in the aftermath of that, I know that Thibodeau and Bridges talked candidly about what Bridges said, and I think there was a feeling that you might, like, hey, I think that it was taken out of context, and Thibodeau was upset about it. But I think there was a clearing of the air there.
Got it.
And so the theme generally, did that contribute? Did the minutes contribute to the decision today? Probably, maybe. But I don't think specifically Mikal going out there publicly started the ball rolling to where we are today.
We're talking to Ian Begley. Obviously, they're going to hire a new head coach. We're going to see what they decide to do. We're going to see what the players' response is. But I also took this as they're probably not going to be able to make major moves with this roster, which we kind of assume just based on contract length, based on the lack of draft picks they have to offer in a trade. Do you look at this as a sign of they know they're committed to the core of this roster, so the only change they could make was a change in head coach?
You know, I think that if a million dominoes fell in the right way, and Giannis Antetokounmpo A, demanded a trade, B, demanded just to be traded to the Knicks, C, Milwaukee says you've been great for us, we're going to send you where you want to go. Those three dominoes, which are unlikely, fell into place. I'm sure the Knicks would strongly consider, if not definitively, make that move and trade for Giannis Antetokounmpo. But short of that, I can't see, like, Durant, people talk about, I don't see that as a strong possibility at the moment. So I see what you're saying, Evan. More likely, you know, on the edges, maybe significant bench players, rotation players. But the easiest decision to make would be to fire the head coach. Again, if you're willing to pay him out his extension money, which obviously they were, that's the easiest change to make, as it always is in pro sports.
So one other thing, and look, for anyone who, Ian Begley does a great job, and I've been saying this for a few days, listen to what this man reports, because for days he said, it's no lock, this guy's coming back. Mm-hmm. So you do a great job. He also hosts The Putback, which is on the SNY YouTube channel. And one of the things you said earlier, and I want to go deeper into this, is that they had these meetings with top players, normal end of the season meetings. And James Dolan was a part of it, and Leon Rose was a part of that. Is that normal? Is that like your typical end-of-season meetings, or were things handled differently this year because maybe they were trying to figure out if it's the right call to bring Tom Thibodeau back. Walk us through kind of that process.
Yeah, my knowledge, just having covered the league for several years, is usually the exit interview is conducted by executives, and it's with individual players, but it's the whole roster that comes in and conducts an exit interview with the leadership of the organization. I've heard of a couple instances where the coaches sit in on that exit interview, but I've heard a couple instances where they don't, and it's more normal that they don't. So that's the traditional, in my mind, exit meeting setup. This was not that, right? I mean, this was ownership. This was not every player on the roster. This was, you know, a select few players. This was the head coach being included in the postmortem analysis. And so this was a different setup, to my knowledge, than the traditional exit meeting that all teams have.
Yeah. Last one for me, Ian. We haven't heard from Tom Thibodeau, no statement, anything like that. But what do you think his future is? He's 67 years old, so he's not the youngest. But do you think he wants to coach again, or do you think he will?
I think every head coach that has the confidence in themselves to get to this level thinks that they have another job in them. I think that's just the nature of the confidence you need to reach this level of your profession. Whether he gets another head coaching job or not, if I'm guessing, I would guess no. And that's not to disparage Tom Thibodeau, but if you look at how he landed here, it was the organic relationship between himself and Leon Rose, right, and William Wesley and everybody. And I don't know if he has that organic tie to another lead basketball executive with another team. You know, I think more likely scenario, a team needs to shore up its defense, and you bring Tom Thibodeau in that role that he had with the Boston Celtics, where he worked wonders with them defensively when they won a title. I think that would be more likely than him getting another head gig.
Yeah, it's amazing, but I completely agree with you. Last thought here. You mentioned Johnny Bryant. That's the logical one. To me, that just seems to make the most sense, that we end up with Johnny Bryant coming back to the Knick organization and running the show. If you had to guess right now on who the next head coach is, would it be him or would it be somebody else?
My guess is somebody else. My guess is somebody else. Look, clip that. kill me if I'm wrong. Destroy me. Old takes expose everything. But my guess right now would be somebody else.
Interesting. All right. Well, you're not going to be crushed, because I'm telling you, and I said this at the start of the show, because we were talking about Thibodeau's future. I said, people got to listen to Ian Begley. He's telling you this ain't a done deal.
Right.
Pay attention. They may move on from the coach. So I give you a lot of credit. I think you've been all over this. You've done great reporting, and we appreciate you making some time for us. Thank you, Ian.
Thank you, Ian.
I appreciate that, Evan. Thanks a lot, man. Always good to be with you guys. Look forward to talking to you soon.
Well, you got it. Ian Begley of SNY, the New York Knicks, moving on from Tom Thibodeau. And as we get over the shock and we digest it and we debate it, it naturally moves to what's next. Also, the question is going to continue to persist, and we're going to add some more fire to this question. And that is, did this really just come from Leon Rose, or did this come from ownership? We'll get into that coming up. Sean's got a Cinco de Five-O, and we'll get back to your phone calls. A lot of reaction to the big story today. Tom Thibodeau out as head coach of the New York Knicks. 888-808-1019.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.